Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today is going to be a very fun lesson.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is shopping.
And our title is The New Supermarket. The New Supermarket. Peter, do you like to go to the supermarket?
Well, actually, I do. I find it relaxing to look at all the food. Maybe I'm thinking about what to eat.
Oh, very nice. Going to the supermarket is a lot of fun. And our Read It is fun, too. Here's Peter to help us.
There is a new supermarket in town. Susie is going tonight. It sells a lot of great food. She wants pears. Ben wants some guavas. Susie can help him. Linda often shops at the new supermarket. Today, she wants some bread. She can buy Rob some eggs, too. The supermarket's prices are great!
How exciting! Our friends are going to the new supermarket. Peter, what do you like best about the supermarket?
That's an easy question, Marie. Of course, the food. I go to the supermarket once a week. I get a cart and fill it with things like bread, eggs, fruits, meat, and pasta.
You know, a supermarket sells more than food. Of course, I go to the supermarket to buy food, but I also buy birthday cards and balloons there. They even sell flowers at some supermarkets.
Wow, this is a great place and a great place to practice our English. Well, friends, let's learn our keywords. Here's teacher Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是超级市场, supermarket. Taylor 觉得一家新开的超市很不错,他们卖的东西有很多都很好。 It sells a lot of good food. 动词 sell 就是贩卖、出售。 Susie 想要去买一些梨, pear. Susie wants some pears. 那 Ben 想要去买一些芭乐, guava. Ben wants to buy guavas. 这个字 U 发的是 W 的音, 所以是 G-U-A 念 gua. 这家店开了之后, Linda 常常去购物。 购物的动词可以用 shop. Linda shops there very often. Linda 今天想要买面包, she wants some bread today. 面包就是 bread, 是不可数名词哦。 要讲一片面包就是 a piece of bread, 一条面包就是 a loaf of bread.
Hey Taylor, where is that apple from?
Hi Ben, it's from the new supermarket.
Oh, what is it like?
It's very big, and it sells a lot of good food.
Great. How are the fruits and vegetables?
They're really fresh.
Does the supermarket sell guavas? I like guavas.
Yes, it does.
Ben and Taylor are talking in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor is eating an apple. Ben asks Taylor, where is that apple from? Let's learn more about this with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Well, today we are going to focus on using the words where and from. Where, verb plus noun, from. Where are you from? Or, where is that car from? Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So, Marie, where are your earrings from?
Oh, these earrings are from the jewelry store. Hey, that's a nice shirt you have on, Peter. Where is it from?
Well, I'm not sure where it's from because it was a gift from a friend. Friends, try making a sentence using today's grammar point.
Taylor bought her apple at the new supermarket. Ben wants to know more about this place. He says, what is it like? Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Ben 想要了解一下新开的超市，所以问 Taylor, what is it like? 句尾的 like 是介系词像什么的意思，所以 what is it like? 它像什么样子？其实就在问那是一家什么样的超市。中文里没有这样子的问法，所以我们来练习一下。比如我们今天认识了新朋友 Ken, 想要知道他是什么样的一个人，就可以问 what is he like? 或者你搬了新家很开心，那我可以问你 what is your new apartment like? 你的新公寓是什么样子的呢？再举一个例子，你很喜欢你的工作，我很好奇你公司是怎么样的一家公司，所以可以问你 what is your company like? 所以这是与人对话的时候很不错的话题哦。
Thank you, Christina. So, what is in the new supermarket? What is it like? Taylor says it is big and sells a lot of good food, and the fruits and vegetables there are very fresh.
That's great. Ben wants to know if the supermarket sells guavas. Let's take a look at this picture. These are guavas. They are green on the outside and have a round shape to them.
The inside is usually white with tiny seeds. Some guavas are red inside. They taste sweet and sour, and they have lots of vitamins in them, so they are very healthy for you.
Yes, they are. Well, the new supermarket sells a lot of food. Let's talk about the word sell. When you sell something, you exchange something for money.
That's right, you pay for it. Well, we need to go to the next conversation. Friends, let's watch it together.
Susie, what is your favorite fruit?
I love pears, Ben.
Pears are nice. Are you going to the new supermarket?
Yes, I'm going shopping tonight. I want some pears. Do you want anything?
Can you get me some guavas?
Sure. Do you want any other fruit?
No, thanks. I just want guavas.
Ben and Susie talk about fruit.The first thing Ben says to Susie is, what's your favorite fruit?
Favorite? I like that word. Watermelon is my favorite fruit, and my favorite color is blue. Oh, and of course, my favorite animal are cats.
Wow, I think your favorite word is favorite. Ben's favorite fruit are pears.Christina will tell us more about this word, pear.
以前我们谈过，如果一个单字里有 ea， 这个 ea 大部分是发长音的 e， 比如说 tea, see, leave, week, please, read, lead, leak. 不过今天 Susie 说她晚上要去买一些梨。I want some pears. 有注意到了吗？梨是 P-E-A-R， 念的不是 peer， 而是 pear。所以我们特别要说明一下，虽然大部分的 E-A 都是发 E 这个音，但是还是有一部分的 E-A 是发倒三的 A 的这个音。比如说 bread, bear, spread, weather, head, health。所以到底什么时候是发 E， 那什么时候又是发 A 呢？我们建议是，与其背一些复杂的规则，不如就记得，大部分的 EA 都是发 E， 但是只要碰到发 A 的字的时候，就要特别留意一下。你如果想要一下子把所有的 A 音的字都把它背下来，那可能压力会很大，所以不要急，要多听多读，只要碰到一个记一个就好了。
Thank you, Christina. Peter, what do you have in your hand?
Well, Marie, this is a pear. I love pears. And its shape is a little different. It's a lot bigger and rounder at the bottom.
Pears are very juicy. And when you bite into a pear, it will usually be crunchy. But some pears can be soft. Well, Susie is going to buy some pears at the supermarket. She wants to know if Ben would like anything else. She asks, do you want anything?
Ooh, this is a very helpful question. Do you want anything is a very polite way to say, if I am going to the cafe, do you want anything? So you can get a drink for that person. Or the grocery store, do you want anything? You are asking if they need any food from the grocery store. This is very kind.
That's right, it is. The next time you go somewhere, ask your friends this question. They will be very happy that you asked them.
Now, in conversation B, Susie asks Ben if he wants any other fruit. He says, no, thanks. This is a polite way to answer.
Yes, it is. All right, well, right now we have to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. Hey, Peter. What kind of fruit can we buy at the supermarket?
Well, I have a basket of fruit. I bought a pineapple. I have some grapes, too, and even a banana.
Oh, those look very delicious. I have a melon. Melon is my favorite fruit.
Fruit is wonderful, and it is fresh at the supermarket. Well, let's learn more with our friends in this last conversation today.
Linda, where are you going?
I'm going to the new supermarket.
Oh, what do you need?
I need some bread. Do you want anything, Rob?
Yes. Please buy me some eggs.
Sure. I often shop there now.
So you like the new supermarket?
Yes. It sells so many things. And the prices are great. Rob is running after Linda. Linda is going to the supermarket. She needs some bread.
Well, I happen to have a slice of bread right here. Some bread is very soft and, it smells so good. I love eating bread.
Me too. I like eating bread with butter. Now, there are many different kinds of bread. There is banana bread, pizza bread, bagels, donuts, hamburger bread, and a lot more.
That's right. All these things are different kinds of bread. We may not say the word bread with it each time. Now, bread is very popular. Many of us eat it every day.
I know I do. In conversation C, we learned that Linda often shops at the new supermarket. When you shop, you visit places to buy things.
That's right. If you want to buy a new TV, you want to shop at the electronics store. If you want a new pair of shoes, where do you go? Well, the shoe store.
Well, I love to shop. I shop at the mall to buy clothes, shoes, jewelry, bags,
and... Okay. We understand, Marie. You like to shop. So our friends really like to shop at the new supermarket. Hey, we should go there soon, Marie.
I really want to go. Linda said they sell many things there and the prices are great.
Oh, and the prices are great.
Yes, they are.
And the prices are great.
Oh, yeah. That's today's...
Calendar phrase.
And the prices are great.
And the prices are great.
而且价钱很便宜。
These apples are really fresh.
Yeah, and the prices are great.
These carrots are really fresh.
Yeah, and the prices are great.
These bananas are really fresh.
And the prices are great.
Everything's fresh and the prices are great.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's keep shopping.
Yeah.
And the prices are great.
And the prices are great.
而且价钱很便宜。
Wow, that calendar phrase is great. And our keywords are great too. Let's review them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sell. Sell. Yes, this shop sells a lot of chocolate.
Pear. Pear. There are 4 pears on this tree.
Guava. Guava. I eat guavas for lunch.
Shop. Shop. I can shop for fruit this afternoon.
Bread. Bread. Please pass me the bread. All right, friends, those are our keywords. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's review our lesson again.
Hey, Taylor.
Where is that apple from?
Hi, Ben. It's from the new supermarket.
Oh, what is it like?
It's very big. And it sells a lot of good food.
Great. How are the fruits and vegetables?
They're really fresh.
Does the supermarket sell guavas? I like guavas.
Yes, it does.
Susie, what is your favorite fruit?
I love pears, Ben.
Pears are nice. Are you going to the new supermarket?
Yes, I'm going shopping tonight. I want some pears. Do you want anything?
Can you get me some guavas?
Sure. Do you want any other fruit?
No, thanks. I just want guavas.
Linda, where are you going?
I'm going to the new supermarket.
Oh, what do you need?
I need some bread. Do you want anything, Rob?
Yes. Please buy me some eggs.
Sure. I often shop there now.
So you like the new supermarket?
Yes. It sells so many things. And the prices are great.
Monkey Man?
I am making a shopping list.
Ooh, are you going shopping?
Yes, there's a new supermarket in town.
Ooh, can you buy pears there?
Yes, they sell a lot of great food.
Put pears on the list. I like pears.
Okay, pears for Ginger.
Ooh, put apples on the list. I like apples.
Okay. Apples for Ginger.
Oh, put guavas on the list. I like guavas too.
Okay, guavas. Anything else?
Bananas. I love bananas.
Bananas, of course.
Yay. I love bananas.
It's the beginning of the week, so let's practice answering it together. Here's question number 1. What does Ben want from the new supermarket? What does Ben want from the new supermarket?
The answer to that question is in conversation B. Ben wants some guavas. Okay, here's question number two. What is your favorite fruit? What is your favorite fruit? Let's listen to some answers from some of our friends.
What is the monkey man's favorite fruit? Well, you might think that my favorite fruit is the banana. After all, I am the monkey man, right? Well, I do like bananas, but you know what? They don't travel well. What I mean is, if you put a banana in your backpack, it's probably going to get squished and make a mess. That's why I prefer apples. They're easy to pack and they taste great.
What is my favorite fruit? Well, I have a lot of fruits that I enjoy, but my favorite is the kiwi. Some kiwis are green and some kiwis are yellow. I love both green and yellow kiwis. They are delicious. Hey, maybe I'll go and get some kiwis right now. Excuse me. See you later.
What is my favorite fruit? I like all fruits, but my favorite fruit is the mango. Mangoes are very juicy and delicious. Mangoes come in all different shapes and sizes, and each mango has their own unique flavor. Some are more sweet and creamy, and some are fruity and hard. I like to eat mangoes when they are very soft. Actually, I think I'm going to go eat one now. I'll see you later.
What is my favorite fruit? Well, my favorite fruit are bananas and mangoes. They're so good to eat, especially with honey. It's delicious. Oh, and last week, Ben brought me some guavas. Guavas are very delicious too.
Today, we had a very nice lesson. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.